Hi, this is Sassy Strawberry reading Thousand Autumns, 千秋 by 梦溪诗 Chapter 113, translated by myself and edited by Yuki Ryu and Happy Beth. Chen Gong was holding a sword firmly within his grasp. Shen Qiao recognized it at a glance. It was the Tai E Jie, from which the final volume of the Zhu Yang Ce had been extracted. The same sword had later been presented to Yu Wenyun. The blade of the sword was pressed against the neck of Pu Liuru, Jian's second son. This ancient famous sword had been forged as a collaboration between Ou Yezi and Gan Jiang. It was exceptionally sharp. The blade had only slightly rested against the other person's neck, yet it had already caused a bloody scratch in the skin of the child's fair and tender neck. A Chuang, don't move rashly. Shen Qiao said to him. He had heard Pu Liuru Jian use this nickname before. Chen Gong gave a small smile. Please rest assured, I do not have any intentions to hurt Yanmen Jungong. As long as I get what I want, I will immediately leave this place for faraway lands and will no longer parade myself in front of you as not to be a nuisance to you in the future. Shen Qiao asked, What do you want? Chen Gong gestured with his hands. Please sit. He had a hostage in his hands, but he wasn't anxious at all. Since he wasn't worried, Shen Qiao was even less likely to fret about the matter. Shen Qiao, we got acquainted in humble circumstances and can be considered to be companions in adversity. Truth be told, I have always harbored a sense of gratitude towards you. I didn't expect for the first time in a long while, especially given the present circumstances, we would be sitting calmly and quietly across one another at this moment. Chen Gong mentioned their shared history in a cursory manner. He no longer addressed him as Shen Dao Zhang, and instead called him by his full name. Pin Dao can't afford Zhao Guo Gong's gratitude. Chen Gong smiled and said, I still remember how in that dilapidated temple, you helped me beat up those local ruffians, and even gave me donkey meat burgers to eat. Back then, I thought, where did this fool come from? His martial arts skills are so impressive, and yet he still voluntarily shared his food with me. At that time, I was just a boy from an impoverished family who didn't have any food to eat. I didn't even know what the Jianghu was, let alone know how to read or write. It was only much later when I learned that you once held a high position within the Jianghu and had such a powerful reputation. But after you fought a duel against someone, you lost everything, to the extent of having to drag your sick body around as you wandered the Jianghu. We suffered many hardships together and managed to escape to Huaizhoucheng, in spite of all the difficulties coming our way. When it seemed I was one step closer to being able to join the Liuhebang, I was overjoyed. Who would have expected that you would suddenly propose that we go our separate ways? Shen Qiao originally had no desire to speak with him. When the other person had ceased talking, he then said, The reason I parted ways with you was not that I disliked you for being a burden, but I feared that you would get involved in my troubles. To Shen Qiao, this extremely late explanation was completely superfluous. He has experienced numerous betrayals, witnessed many sinister and dangerous examples of human nature, all of which made him believe even more firmly in the saying that one with a clear conscience will naturally prove his innocence. If Chen Gong chose to doubt him, what good would it do to him to speak any further? Chen Gong smiled as he said, At that time, I had indeed made assumptions of your noble character based on my own crooked viewpoint, thinking that you found me cumbersome and deliberately abandoned me, which I took offense to. Shen Qiao replied in an indifferent tone. Even without this, upon encountering Mu Tipo, you would have still sold me out without hesitation. Whatever your response may be, is there any benefit to speaking further on this matter? No matter how thick-skinned Chen Gong was, a trace of embarrassment couldn't help but flash across his features upon hearing these words. However, he very quickly revealed a smile again, saying, "Whatever the case, I am nevertheless grateful to you from the bottom of my heart. If you hadn't brought me out of the small county town, I might still be working endless hours of hard labor right now, living a bitter and intermittently hungry life. Perhaps I would still be forced to endure my stepmother's manipulation and harassment." Shen Xiao said, "Chen Gong, although you are completely illiterate, you possessed an eidetic memory, and you were much more sophisticated than I was in the ways of the world. Your aptitude and talent in martial arts are rarely seen in the Jianghu. Even if not for me, you would have eventually found a way out of your distressing situation. The reason you have fallen so far to this point is not that your talents are inferior to others, but because you have chosen to take the wrong path." "No, you're wrong," Chen Gong shook his head. "The reason why my strategies have failed is not because I took the wrong path, but because of my rotten luck. Shen Qiao, when you fell from Ban Bu Feng, had it not been for Yin Wu Shi coincidentally passing by, would you still have been saved? If it had been Yu Ai or Kun Ye who searched for you, would you still have been alive right now? I heard you were orphaned at a young age and were able to train under Qi Feng Ge. Yet, among the thousands or tens of thousands of people in this world who possess good qualifications, how did you become the one who had the chance to receive Qi Feng Ge's favor? When we met that day, you were blind and your martial arts had been destroyed. You were no different from a useless person. If you had never obtained the Zhu Yang Ce, how would you be like a withered tree that rejuvenates in the springtime and be able to return to the ranks of martial arts experts? In short, you only happen to be more fortunate than others. If my fate was half as good as yours, would I need to worry about not being able to accomplish great things?" Shen Xiao was silent for a moment and then replied, "People who follow different paths cannot work together. If you choose to think in this manner, there is nothing I can do about it." Chen Gong smiled and replied, "It seems that you don't agree with me. I know that you are a gentleman of honor and have never liked the idea of an unorthodox person like me being on equal footing. You see, if you didn't help Pu Liu Ruijian instigate the uprising at the palace today, I would still be able to hold on to my position as Zhao Guo Gong. As long as the water from the well does not interfere with the water from the river, there would be no conflict. But now, I have no other choice. If Yu Wenyun dies, there will be no place for me within the country of Zhou. Pu Liu Ruijian is similar to Yu Wenyong. Unlike Yu Wenyun and Gao Wei, they would definitely not place people like me in important positions. Perhaps they may even kill some sycophants like me in the spirit of setting the stage for the new dynasty. As such, there is no other recourse but for us to sit here today and discuss terms. I am aware that there is a volume of the Zhu Yang Ce hidden within the inner palace of the Zhou dynasty. However, after Yu Wenyong died, I obtained Yu Wenyun's permission to search within the palace, but I was unable to locate it. I expected the volume must have been taken away by someone in the chaos. There is no purpose for ordinary people to take away the volume unless they are people of the Jianghu. Therefore, it was highly probable that it was Huan Yuezong who had taken it. Since you have an extremely close relationship with Yin Wuxi, he must have let you read this volume." Shen Xiao replied impassively, "Correct. The volume is currently in my hands, but it was not Yin Wuxi who gave it to me. It was Pu Liu Ruijian." Chen Gong suddenly understood, saying, "No wonder. Pu Liu Ruijian's daughter is Yu Wenyun's empress. It's only natural that the tower by the water will be the first to receive the moonlight. I presume that the reason you are able to recover your martial arts so quickly must be related to the Zhu Yang Ce." This sentence was not a question, but a confirmation, since Chen Gong was someone who had also practiced the Zhu Yang Ce. With this, both his and Shen Qiao's martial arts can be considered to be of the same origin. Shen Xiao asked, "You want me to give the Zhu Yang Ce in exchange for Yin Men Jun Gong? Chen Gong smiled. Yes, but I want not only the volume which was hidden within the Zhou Dynasty's inner palace, you also need to give me the volume from Xun Dushan as well. Shen Qiao said, the volume that Pu Liu Ruijian gave me is currently in my hands. I can give it to you. But the volume from Xun Dushan has long been destroyed by my Shizun. I can recite it from memory, but without the original copy, I fear that you would suspect me of falsifying the contents. Chen Gong responded, if it was someone else, I would have my doubts and suspicions. But if it's you, I have faith in your character. Shen Xiao's expression was indifferent, he replied. Many thanks for your trust. He took out the volume of Zhu Yangce and tossed it at Chen Gong. The volumes of Zhu Yangce were all written on silk scrolls, and the ink on the surface was treated with various medicinal materials to ensure that they would not fade over time. The scrolls were very light and thin, easy to store and maintain. What Chen Gong held in his hands was light and almost weightless, but this kind of material was rare and elusive. Once he had it in his hands, he knew that it was the same as the volume he had retrieved from the Tai E Jian and was the genuine article. He reached out to catch it and tucked it away in his bosom. I will have to trouble you to recite the volume that was hidden within Xun Dushan. Once I have memorized it, I will release Yan Men Jun Gong. The hostage is in Chen Gong's hands. Since he has the upper hand, it's a given that he would have nothing to fear. Upon seeing that the small child in his arms appeared unharmed, Shen Qia began reciting Xun Dushan's volume of the Zhu Yangce. Chen Gong listened attentively and nodded after Shen Qia had finished his recitation. I have memorized it. Although I do not fully understand some parts of the content, I expect that the battle in the palace would have probably have come to an end by now. If I wait for Yan Wushu to disengage himself from the commotion and make his way here, it will result in a fight of one against two, and I may not be able to gain any advantage from it. It is a pity, but there is no more time to consult with you on this. Shen Qiao replied, Yan Wushu is fighting with Xue Ting and wouldn't be able to come here for some time. Since I've already fulfilled my end of the bargain, please fulfill your promise and free the hostage. I will personally guarantee you safe passage from the capital. Chen Gong smiled and said, that won't be necessary. Even if you don't attack me, it doesn't mean the others won't. I know that Yan Wushu has a disciple in the capital, and his martial arts are fairly formidable. With my current skills, we are probably on par with one another. I am unwilling to take this risk, so I will have to wrong Yan Men Jun Gong by having him accompany me for a time. Once we have exited the capital, I will let him go. Shen Xia was aware that it was useless to speak about keeping one's promises with people like him, and taking offense would also be futile. Hence, his expression remained calm and unperturbed. He only looked at Chen Gong for a while, before nodding and replying, so be it. But in the event that you fail to abide by the terms of our agreement of releasing the child, even if I have to chase you to the ends of the earth, I will hunt you down and kill you. Chen Gong laughed loudly at this, saying, relax. Why would I bring this burden along with me? Pu Liu Ruijian has so many sons, I wouldn't be able to threaten him. I can only use one of his sons in exchange for the Zhu Yangce. He took the hostage with him and exited the house. A carriage was already parked and waiting outside the door, with Wu Rongqin serving as the role of driver sitting at its head. Although Chen Gong seemed calm and composed, the truth was that he was extremely guarded against Shen Qiao, deeply fearing that he would suddenly attack. Just as he was about to carry the child onto the carriage, there was a slight movement from behind him, with a sound of something breaking through the air. The sound first came from afar, but as soon it drew nearer, gradually getting louder before striking the back of his head. Wu Rongqin's figure moved, immediately lunging behind Chen Gong. As quickly as the flash of lightning or the spark from a flint, even though he knew Wu Rongqin had come to assist him, Chen Gong still couldn't help but subconsciously turn his head and look back. It was at this moment that Shen Qiao made his move. Shen Qiao's figure was swift as a ghost, By the time Shen Qiao had appeared in front of Chen Gong, he had yet to clearly see what was happening behind him. He felt a pain in his wrist, and a Tai E Jian fell from his grasp. His hands were suddenly empty as Shen Qiao carried away Pu Liu Ru Ying with one hand, while the other hand made an imprint against his chest. Chen Gong felt his chest throb with a dull pain as his body involuntarily flew backwards, like a kite whose strings had been cut. His momentum was cut short when his body slammed into the colonnade behind him, and he fell heavily onto the ground. Since this palm strike of Shen Xiao's was imbued with 70 or 80% of his Zhen Qi, it was naturally a powerful blow. Chen Gong spat a mouthful of blood onto the ground. Before he had time to react, Shen Qiao had already sealed all the major acupoints on his body. Upon seeing the flash of the Tai E Jian, Chen Gong couldn't help but screech loudly and widen his eyes in disbelief. The previous composure he had had from having all things within his grasp had disappeared entirely. "You, where's my Neili? Shen Qiao, you destroyed my martial arts!" His eyes bulged in anger. His elegant, refined manner of speech, which went hand in hand with his status that gradually advanced like a boat riding the rising waters, seemed to have vanished like dissipating ash and smoke. At this moment, it was as if he had once again become that impoverished youth who could only rely on a ruined temple to shelter him from the elements. "You actually dared ruin my martial arts? Why? What gives you the right?" Shen Qiao threw the Tai E Jian on the ground. "All the changes in your destiny started from the moment that you met me in that rundown temple. And as such, it is up to me to resolve it. You have a prejudiced nature. To you, martial arts is merely an edge tool to help you climb up the echelons of society, but to others, this is likely to bring forth great calamity." He shook his head. "Chen Gong, you are unworthy of practicing martial arts." "Whether I'm worthy or not, that isn't for you to decide." Chen Gong gnashed his teeth in anger. If looks could kill, Shen Qiao would have long been reduced to smithereens. Chen Gong continued, "What sort of thing are you? You are nothing but a dog crying out wantonly under Yan Wuxi's body, using your sexual charms to hoodwink him into giving the Zhu Yang Ce to you. How are you any better than me?" He spat out an endless stream of vulgar and obscene words. As Shen Qiao was about to seal his mute acupoint, he saw Pu Liu Ru Ying bend down and pick up the discarded Tai E Jian from the ground. Grasping the hilt tightly, he turned the sword downwards, sticking it directly into Chen Gong's heart. A stream of fresh blood gushed out. Chen Gong died with his eyes wide open, his soul unable to rest in peace. Shen Qiao was surprised by this. "You..." Pu Liu Ru Ying faced Chen Gong's corpse and spat out a sentence, his expression ferocious and cruel. "You scumbag. You dare take this Jin Gong as a hostage?" Even if he thought so hard that his brain ended up bursting, Chen Gong would never have expected that he would ultimately die in the hands of a young child. On the other side, Bian Yanmei had also subdued Mu Rongqin, leaving him seriously injured.